been 2 weeks since my little virgin became a man, and both he and his Uncle Glenn have been ever so grateful that I'm paid almost nightly visits from either or both of them. But tonight I have this big four-poster bed all to myself, and I'm having the most difficult time sleeping. I keep thinking about my meeting with Mr. Johnson. God, how will I ever make it through the night? Finally, I'm waiting to meet Mr. Johnson. It's precisely 1 p.m. in front of Grand Central Station. I was wearing my pink linen suit with gloves, a pink corset, stockings with garters, high heels, and no panties, as is my nature. 101. Hey, I thought this guy was Mr. Punctuality. Just then, a yellow cab came to an abrupt stop right in front of me. The man in the back seat rolled down his window and peered out. He looked up and down, and finally granted his approval. Get in, Blue. I was taken back. I hadn't expected this to be Mr. Johnson. He opened the rear door and with a firm grip pulled me into the back seat. Let's go, he snapped at the driver. The taxi pulled away from the curb and merged with traffic. Well, good morning to you, I said, eyeing him. He had money and he wore it well, from his Armani suit down to his Gucci shoes. He stared rigidly at the partition in front of him for some time before he finally spoke. I'm too fucking busy for all this nonsense. But these bloody partners of yours insist we have a meeting today, so what's this month's game plan? Where are your numbers, your projections? Come on, come on. You're in the taxi, I question? Yeah, I have another appointment. Video conference call. Uptown in 20 minutes. He ignored my last statement. I decide I can spare the time wasted to and from this appointment, so start talking. We'll be there soon. Fucking stuffed shirt, I thought. But outwardly, I smiled as sweetly as I could. Oh, how very gracious of you. Hardly, he said, his voice as rough as sandpaper as he continued. I was hired to supervise you and review your expenditures, and that's what I'm doing. Really? I struggled to keep my composure. Dismissing my comments as if I was a spoiled brat, he stated, Miss Blue, I'm afraid our review will have to wait until after my video conference. We've arrived earlier than expected at my destination. What? I said, the color flooding my face. The taxi turned, veered to a halt before the recording studio. He glanced at the meter, reached into his wallet, and threw a 20 at the cabbie. Keep the change, he said. Then he grabbed my elbow and guided me out of the cab. Oh, so forceful. Should I be scared? Ignoring my last comment, he said, I'm recording here. It'll be all business. You're not to talk to anyone. Just sit quietly. And if anyone does talk to you, do as you're told. Really now? Maybe I should just wait out here so I won't get in your way. He looked at me blankly. No, it's too hot out here for you to wait outside. Well, how considerate of you to think of me. Hope it didn't take too much of your precious time to generate that emotion. Then he leaned over and whispered, Don't fucking embarrass me, understand? Just do whatever the fuck I ask you to do. Is that clear? He looked into my eyes to get a reaction. Perfectly clear, I mocked. He took me by the elbow, ushered me up 2 flights of stairs to the recording studio. Both Bill and Glenn were there waiting. I smiled from ear to ear when I saw them. I wondered what they were doing there. Glenn walked over to me and winked. So glad you brought her to the meeting, Harry. Bill smiled. I was needing something to do while you primed before the camera. Mr. Johnson shot him a look that would have frozen most men dead in their tracks, but Bill just laughed and walked over to me. Blue, sweetheart, I want you to do something for me, he said. I looked over at Mr. Johnson. He looked uncomfortable. Sure, anything, I smiled back at him. Good. I want you to take off your suit, Blue. Fold it nicely. Put it over there on the table. He pointed to a beautiful conference table. I winked at Harry. Just doing as I'm told, boss. Then I took off my jacket and my skirt and folded them carefully. I stood there in my pink corset, white stockings with garters, long white gloves and high heels. A definite cyber queen look. Harry's eyebrows lifted in surprise when he saw what I was wearing. I drew my shoulders back and forced myself to keep my hands at my side. Inside, my mind was screaming. I knew I looked delicious in the size of the bulge the 3 men sported. I think I'd like your legs a little further apart than that, Blue. Can you do that? Glenn interjected. Can do, I said, spreading them wider apart. Good. Now, touch your toes, Blue, Bill added. I bent over, touching my toes, trying hard to keep my balance. But in 6-inch heels, it'd be a miracle. I pray I wouldn't fall on my face. And then I heard a familiar sound, the sound a zipper makes. Glenn unzipped his pants, came up behind me, and took his cock in his hand. Oh, and rubbed it along my crack and down into the crevice between my legs. I could feel his pre-cum oozing all over my hot skin. I pushed my cunt upwards towards Glenn's hard cock, but just then the cameraman came into the room, and Glenn stepped back and straightened himself. The cameraman blushed, and said, folks, the cameras are ready anytime you are. We're set up over there. He pointed to a chair across the room. Better go sit down, Mr. Johnson. Mr. DeMille is waiting for your close-up, I giggled, not breaking my pose. Harry walked over to the chair and sat down. From where he sat, he had a bird's-eye view of the conference table, and I was feeling all three H words. Hot, horny, and hungry. I walked over to Bill, and grabbing hold of his tie, I pulled him willingly to the table, where I kissed him in full view of Harry. The taping started. I watched for Harry's reaction. None came. So I hopped up onto the table. The freshly waxed surface felt smooth under my bottom. I moaned loudly, "Ugh!" And then I leaned forward and whispered into Bill's ear, "Pull up a chair and lick me." The taping went on, and still no reaction from Harry. I moaned as Bill's tongue touched me in all the right places. I laid back onto the table, Bill's mouth still playing havoc with my clit, sending shivers through me. I looked over at Glenn and motioned for him to join us. In no time, Glenn was hovering over me, cock in hand. I beckoned for him to kneel down, straddle me. I opened my mouth wide, engulfing his cock in my willing mouth. Glenn made no effort to be gentle, but fucked my mouth with abandon, pumping my mouth, thrusting his hard cock into me. I could feel his balls hardening as his pace quickened. I ran my fingers down the crack of his ass and gently inserted my index finger. As soon as he felt my finger enter, I tightened my mouth around his engorged cock, and he came so hard, so fast, flooding my mouth, spilling it into my hair, down onto the table. Ooh, it was such a sweet surrender. I looked over at Harry. Nothing. The man was as cold as ice. I laid back down and finally started to concentrate on my own orgasm. I could feel the tingle as the cum built inside of me. I wrapped my legs around Bill's head, almost strangling him, pulling him in closer. My moans became cries as I reached higher, higher. I dug my nails into the table behind me. I wanted, oh, coming, baby, yes, oh, yes. God, as white heat creamed out of my hot pussy, I closed my eyes, hoping for a moment to enjoy the afterglow. It was not to be. Harry's interview ended just as my orgasm peaked.
Okay, Blue, grab your clothes, get dressed. We still have business to attend to. He looked over at Bill and Glenn and said, "Say your goodbyes, boys. She has a business to run. Playtime is over." Then he turned back to me. "I'll meet you downstairs, Blue. Be quick." Both men kissed me goodbye and promised to see me again very soon. I dressed quickly and met Harry downstairs. He had hailed another taxi, and both he and the driver were waiting. "Ready," I said, stepping into the cab. The taxi made a sharp turn, merging into the rush hour traffic. I lost my balance, sliding abruptly, tumbling across his lap. I tried to get up, but Harry pressed his hand in the small of my back, holding me there. "Let me up this instant," I said, in not too demanding a voice. I rather liked being over his lap, feeling his hard on under me, confined in his trousers. "Oh, you really should say that with more conviction," he added. What are you going to do?" I said, shivering with anticipation. "You know full well what such a position promises, Blue. Don't play dumb with me."
"You wouldn't dare,"
I said, hopeful that he would take full advantage. Before I could utter another word, he pulled up my linen skirt around my waist. Naughty, naughty, he said, running his hand over my ass. No panties. You really could ruin this pretty little suit. For a moment, his fingers toyed with the lacy tops of my garters. Then, the first slap came down on my bare backside, striking without mercy. This was followed by several harder slaps. How dare you! The taxi stopped, I presume for a stoplight. The driver turned his head, his mouth dropped open, and a wide grin spread across his face. Very nice, the driver commented before he turned his attentions back to the road. I'll never forgive you for this, I stated. As a reward for my insolence, several more swift swats landed on my very red ass. Never, I murmured. I could feel myself getting wetter with each slap. Momentarily, the spanking stopped as Harry bent down and gave me a kiss on both cheeks. You deserve that, he declared, and much, much more. His fingers ventured between my legs, toying with my pussy lips, spreading them wide with his fingers and stroking ever so softly my juicy clit inside. I raised my ass upward towards him and spread my legs wider. I wanted more. See, in a situation like this, I have all the control, he stated. His hand struck me firmly, alternating side to side and back again, hitting the same spots over and over. He hammered wax and slaps across my ass relentlessly. Oh, God, tears welled up in my eyes. I fought to keep him back, refusing to give him the satisfaction. He hit me harder, faster, spreading my legs apart, hitting my cunt the inside of my thighs, leaving red marks on my skin. I couldn't fight it anymore. Tears streamed down my face. I kicked, screamed, and got hotter and wetter. With each whack to my backside, I felt his cock grow. It was already pressed hard against my stomach. Suddenly, the blow stopped. He rolled me off his lap onto the floor of the cab, and I landed on my back. That won't do now, will it, dear? He grinned, pulling me back onto the taxi seat. I tried to sit up, but he pushed me down. I felt like a turtle, flat on my back, unable to move. Quickly, though, he was between my legs. With one arm, he placed my ankles on his shoulder, lifted my ass in the air. You like to tease, he said sternly, to toy with men. But, Blue, you've never had a real man. Not one like me. Not one that will make you pay for your games. With that last statement, he jammed his cock into my ass. Damn, it hurt. I felt like I was being torn in two. I started to cry again. This seemed to give him even greater pleasure. He renewed his relentless jabbing, forcing his way inside until he felt he had reached rock bottom. He pumped my ass like an animal, pulling my ass cheeks apart, ramming his head long into me. Oh, then he took his fingers, the middle and index fingers, and slid them into my cunt. At the same time, he rubbed hard and mean across my clit with his thumb. You like it rough, don't you? You want to be taken. You want the loss of control. I shook my head no. Don't lie to me, Blue. I can see it in your eyes. You don't protest like a woman afraid. You're hungry for it. Damn, baby. Look how wide your eyes are. You're powerless, and it's making you crazy. I can see how much your pussy is creaming. Fuck, baby. You want it so bad you can taste it. He was right. I didn't want him to be right, but he was. I moaned, thrusting my hips up to him. I pressed my clit against his thumb, begging for more. Harder, faster, shove it in me, take me, my mind reeled. I felt myself losing control and enjoying every minute of it. He didn't say another word, he just laughed. Faster, faster, oh, harder, yeah, yeah, oh. He pumped my ass and finger fucked my pussy, driving me wild, kicking me, crying, working me to a fucking lather. To guide or control this man. He knew instinctively how to control me. My body, my orgasms, taking me higher, higher. Oh, I felt this release, the explosion of white heat filling my every crevice, just as my body shook with the most incredible orgasm. Oh, mixing cum, cream, and fireworks, just like the 4th of July. He grabbed me and held me tight. He slumped forward, his head nuzzled between my breasts, and whispered, "This could be the beginning, Blue." Just as the cabbie stopped in front of the brownstone, neither of us moved. "Your choice," he said finally.
We could lay here, letting the meter tick, or you could come inside. I looked at him as he continued. I warn you, though, if you come inside, I'm never letting you go. Is that understood? I kissed the top of his head and asked for the key.